You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Kedoshet says, "Vayokom melechoda shal Mitzrayim, asher lo yoda es Yosef." Rashi tells us, "Melechodosh, Rav Shmuel chadom achodosh mamish, vechadom asher neschatshu gzei Yosef." Chodosh mamish, a new melech that we understand, shenischatshu gzei Yosef, means that he was able to change himself. He before knew Yosef HaTzadik, and before realized the good of Yosef HaTzadik, and suddenly he forgot everything of Yosef HaTzadik, which means that he had a yecheles to renew himself, to become a different person, to not live with his past, and we have a koyach of his chatshus. There's no such thing in the world by a goy. A yid has his chatshus. Ein kol chadosh tachas hashemesh. In this world there's no such thing as having a nu. In this world there's no chatshus. Only in lemalem en hashemesh yesh. How is it possible that a goy should be a melech chadosh, that should be nischatshu gzei reisof? How in the world is it possible that there should be a melech chadosh, that should be nischatshu gzei reisof? That's the Chiddush HaRim's kasha. And the Medrash brings a pasuk, v'ata yoichlem chadosh es chalkeyem, on this inyan, and the Chiddush HaRim tells us, anoyadiki yisayt, that there are koiches of Klal Yisrael, that when Klal Yisrael doesn't use their koiches hanefesh, they are brought to this world, and once they come down to this world for Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael doesn't make the kelim to be mekabel the orais that come in Hashemayim for them, they stay on this world, and a goy is able to take those koiches for himself, meaning that the koiches that come for Klal Yisrael. They come a koich of his chatzos for Klal Yisrael every single day. Every day, or tomid, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, there's always a koyach of chiddush in the world. And that koyach of chiddush in the world is taka lemalam in Hashemesh. For Klal Yisrael, they are able to reach lemalam in Hashemesh. But if it goes out of our kelim, we don't accept it in our kelim, so they come down to the world for us, and we don't accept it, so then the koyach achitzenim have an ability to take away our schatzos from us, and they have the courage to take away our schatzos and use the schatzos for them. And that's the Vayokom Melech Chodosh. They took away our schatzos. They ate up our courage of schatzos. And that's why they were able to be Melech Chodosh. If this is what the Chedushinim teaches us, there's another touch in the Pasuk. Vayokom Melech Chodosh Mitzrayim Asher Yoda Es Yosef. We talk about the Melech not remembering the Toiva of Yosef HaTzadik. He was Koifer B'Toivosai Shal Chaveiroi, as Chazal tell us. But there is also another Nekuda. The Nekuda of Yosef HaTzadik. The Nekuda of Yosef HaTzadik in Klal Yisrael. The Inyan of his Chatshus is the Koyach of Yosef. Yosef is the Koyach of Isofa. We know it says in Gedal Yo on Shemini Atzeres that the Shem Yosef we find by Rachel Imenu two reasons of the Shem Yosef. Osaf alekim es chepasi, and Yosef Hashem li bein acha. And it says in Gedal Yo and Shmini Atzeres that there are two koiches in Yosef. One is asifa, one is to take together all his koiches and bring them into achdus, to be ma'asef. And then there's a koyach of isofa, a koyach of mu'ering. In other words, that koyach of isofa, that's called the koyach of chidush. The koyach of asifa is what's here. If you take all the koyachos that are here by a person and you're ma'asev them, then Yosef gives the koyach of isofa, which that's the koyach of chidush. The koyach of chidush is the koyach of isofa. So Yosef is the koyach of chidush. The dveikus in the nekuda of Yosef is the nekuda of chius. He's the nekuda of chius. He's the nekuda of chius, and the nekuda of chius is chidush. It says in Gedal Yo, a different place, that why isn't there built on a statistical Torah from the Ragged Shoma? Why is Lechem Aponim not? Why Lechem Aponim doesn't have Lina? Why is Lechem Aponim not have Lina? What is the problem with lecha? Well, it shouldn't be lino. It's niskadish on the shulchan. Why is there no lino? And he says the same reason, because just like the tzenes of mon, which was also nifsol belino, from deswegen it says that you took the tzenes of mon, and you took one tzenes, and you put it lefnei Hashem, because lefnei Hashem there's no lino, because there it's always niskadish, always on the same time. It always comes a chiddush. So if it always becomes a chiddush, you can't say lino. Lino you can only say in isyashnus. It's here from yesterday. If something is keseder nischadish, there's no metzias of lina in it. And the metzias, therefore, lechem apona, which was lefnei Hashem, and the tzintzenes hamon, which was lefnei Hashem, there's no nekuda of lina, because there's always chidush. Chidush is the opposite of lina. When something is chidush, then it's not lina, because it's new. It's nischadish keseder. It's not here from yesterday, it's here now. Every minute, chidush. That's the koyach of mechadish b'chol yom tamid, and for that koyach you have to be lifnei Hashem, you have to be in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yosef HaTzadik is that koyach. Yosef HaTzadik is that koyach of dveikus and the Eibishter, that he's always lifnei Hashem, he's always in the koyach of lifnei Hashem, and therefore he has the koyach of Yosefa keseder to be Yosef, because there's something that's lifnei Hashem is always nischadish, and memele it's always netosef. That alone is the biggest chiddush, the tosef's chiyus on every rega. So every tosef's chiyus on every rega, that's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. So therefore, asher leyoda es Yosef, his taka means also Yosef HaTzadik. The parei didn't know Yosef, but it also means, as Chazal say clearly, that the reason why Yaakov Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim is because asher leyoda es Yosef. That's because they had the darga of his yashnos. It was missing the inyan of his chatshus. And if Klal Yisrael are missing the inyan of his chatshus, then comes the Umas Ha'olam, and the Umas Ha'olam take away that his chatshus. What is the meaning that they're missing the inyan of his chatshus? Asher leyoda es Yosef. It says in Zohar HaKadosh that the inyan of Kedusha is the inyan of lechomen apishchinta. When a person is poigim in yonei Kedusha, when a person loses his connection with Yosef HaTzadik, when a person's inyonim of Shmira, of his Kedusha on Nivgam, then it says in Zohar HaKadosh, Lechamoin apeshchinta, the chilek of a person that lives with Kedusha Betara, and a person that's Nivgam is Kedusha, is if he could be Chamoin apeshchinta, or is Lechamoin apeshchinta. He doesn't stay in front of the Eibishter. So we realize that the Nakuda of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the Nakuda of Shmira, the Nakuda of Yosef HaTzadik is the Nakuda of Shmira, as we know from Sosemes and others, that Avraham Avinu brought down Bris Milah to the world. But who gave the koyach to be able to watch the Bris Milah, that the Bris Milah shouldn't be Nivgam? That's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. Zok the Sosemes, that the Pasuk says, Beis Yaakov asher poda es Avraham. We learn Beis Yaakov asher poda es Avraham. It doesn't say Yaakov asher poda es Avraham. It says Beis Yaakov asher poda es Avraham. Why does it say Beis Yaakov? It should say Yaakov asher poda es Avraham. Azok the Sosemes. Beis Yaakov means Yosef HaTzadik. He's the bias of Yaakov. He's the bias that Yaakov was Mamet, Eile Teiles Yaakov Yosef. Yosef is the Beis Yaakov. He is asher poda es Avraham. Because Avraham brought down Bris Milah to the world. But who is poida that Bris Milah? Who gives the koyach for a yid to say vayimoein? Who gives the koyach to a yid to be memayin in dvar avera and not be metamed the bris? That's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik is Beis Yaakov asher poda as Avraham. He took the Bris Milah and he was poida the Bris Milah, that it should be a kiyum of the Bris Milah. The nitzchi is the kedusha of Bris Milah. Thus is Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik is that koyach that adds on to Avraham Avinu, and adds on to Avraham Avinu to be able, that a person should be able to be goyver under Nisyanis. And then a person is chamo and apishchinta, then a person is lefnei Hashem, then he's lefnei Hashem, because the yid is taka lefnei Hashem. Shavisi Hashem lenegdi tomet. It's a tmidius of shavisi Hashem. That's where a yid lives. What was Goyrim that he shouldn't have Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet? Asher Le'yoda Asi Yosef. He doesn't know Yosef. And if you're not Lefnei Hashem, then you don't have his Chatshus. The Tnai in his Chatshus is Lefnei Hashem. As we learned from the Ragit Shabbat, it says in Gedal Yohu, that when you are Lefnei Hashem, there's no Siyashnus. There's Kisei de Kechius. But when you lose your Yosef, when you lose your Lefnei Hashem, because you're Leichamo and Apishchinta, then you lose your Koyach, for Yosef, they have a kesher to Yosef, as Vayakom Melech Chadosh al Mitzrayim. That's the Havana in the words of the Chidusherim, to understand what it means that Yidden lost their Chatshus, how they lost their Chatshus. As Chazal tell us, Heferu Brismila, it doesn't mean they weren't Mekayim Brismila, it means the Kedusha of Brismila, they were Heferu, the Shmira of Brismila, so they were Aloy Yoda Es Yosef, so they lost their Lefnei Hashem, so they lost their Chatshus, therefore Vayakom Melech Chadosh. That is the Svarim Apshutim in the Inyan. Aber that says in a Sefer Kedushas Arin, brings a word, I don't even know the name that he brings, who it was, but he brings from his father that heard from a tzaddik that he brings his name Rab Shmelta of Selish, I don't know who he was, that said, the Torah Gedusha tells you, even though you never knew Yosef, or you lost your idea of Yosef, Vayakom Melechadosh, a Yid could start from new. Vayakom Melechadosh al Mitzrayim. A Yid is able to bring a new Malchus over his Mitzrayim, over his Ervas Ha'aretz. A Yid has Ervas Ha'aretz. A Yid is in Mitzrayim and Ervas Ha'aretz. He fell to such a low madrega. He's under the Shlita of Mitzrayim. The Torah Gedusha is Meramis. That midatoyva meruba memidis peronius chamesh meis pomem. If it's possible for a melech chodesh to get up on Mitzrayim and not know Yosef, we're going to learn a limit chus on Yidden. That a yokam melech chodesh, a Yid could put up a new malchus. A Yid could start a new malchus. He could be making a new malchus, even al Mitzrayim. Even if he has to go now a malchus over Mitzrayim, over Eves Haaretz. Even asher lo yada as Yosef. Even he has no idea of Yosef anymore. He lost his whole connection with Yosef, Rachmana Litzlam. Still, Vayokom Melech Chodesh. He still has an ability to overcome, and he has an ability to get up and make a Melech Chodesh. Make a new Malchus. Make a Malchus. That Malchus gives him an ability to be able to take the Koychus that he has. Re'ei Dova Pele. What is our Koych to be able to come back? There are two koiches in Bris Mila. Avraham Avinu, who is the koich of Bris Mila, and Yosef. So we have two koiches to come together. We have the koich of Avraham and Yosef. Avraham is Begematria Ramach, as everybody knows, and Yosef is Begematria Kuf Nun Vav. Kuf Nun Vav and Reish Memches are Tov Dalet, 404. Exactly Begematria Melech Chodosh. Melech Chodosh with the two words is also Begematria 404. Thus is the Melech Chodosh. You lost your connection. You lost your connection to Yosef. You lost your connection to Avraham Avinu. You were pagim in the whole Koima Shlema of Avraham and Yosef that gave us the Neurodike Koyach. Lost the Wissen sein. You lost that Koyach. You still have that Koyach. You still have that Koyach. You could put up a new Malchus. You could put up a Melech Chodosh. You could put a Melech Chodosh. Maybe we can even say a Neurodik Remes to it. We know that in Zaya Kodesh it tells us that Avraham Avinu took that David HaMelech took years, besides taking 70 years from Adam HaRishon, he took 70 years from Avraham, Yaakov and Yosef. Avraham was supposed to live 180 years. He lived 175 years. He took 5 years from Avraham Avinu. Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years. He lived 147 years. And Yaakov Avinu should have lived, instead of 147 years, he should have lived 180. But he shouldn't have lived 180, because he should have lived like Avraham, 175. So Mameli, you reckon 28 years of Avraham, of Yaakov, and Yosef should have lived 37 years more. He should have lived like his father, 147. So you have 37 from Yosef, 28 from Yaakov, and 5 from Avraham Avinu. Together is 33 plus 37 is 70 years. That's where he got his 70 years from. Meaning that there are 270 years. I'm not going into the kasha why he needed double 70 years. There are many terutzim why he needed double 70 years. How many years was Avraham Avinu, was David HaMelech, Melech al Yerushalayim? He was Melech al Yerushalayim, 33 years he was Melech al Yerushalayim. Meaning that David HaMelech's life is Be'etzem, Be'chevra, Melech, Sheva Shonim. But the Ikem Melucha that he was Melech was 33 years in Yerushalayim, he was Melech. What's David HaMelech's Kayach? David HaMelech is Hukem Oil Shel Tshuva. David HaMelech is the one with Hukem Oil Shel Tshuva. Yochid Shechata, Aymim like Kalach Eitzel David. We know that Kol Aymim David Chata Ein Elataya. But what does it say in the Chet of David? In the Chet of David it says, a Chet in Begam of Kedusha, till the Seif. Whatever is written on David HaMelech looks to us like a Dover Nivgam in a Nerdic Indian of Kedusha. Chadal HaMagala, Chas V'Shalem, we have to realize, Kol Aymim David Chata Ein Elataya. But the Pashtus Hadvarim, a Pasuk in Tehillim, Kashabal Bashava, it says in the Kuda that we have to remember that David HaMelech did tshuva for that person, that Taka did that chet, that Taka was Pogim Kedusha. That's why it says on David HaMelech such a lashon, because his Hekim Oyle Shel Tshuva is for a person that was Pogim till there. So Memele, that's why it's written on David HaMelech such a lashon, not to be Megana David, to give us Chizuk, that even if you fell down to such a Madrega, still you could do tshuva. Then you could become a Melech. So the 37 years of Yosef is the 37 years till he became Melech on Yishalayim. Rei Dova Pele. When did he become Melech on Yishalayim? 33 last years of his life. So what was the first 37 years? Then he was Mesakin the Nekuda of Yosef. Then he was Mesakin the Nekuda of Yosef, that a person that's Pogim in Yosef, Asher Leyodes Yosef, Vayokom Melech Chodosh, that's David HaMelech's Malchus, David HaMelech's Malchus, that David HaMelech gave us a Koyach of Malchus, that David HaMelech's Malchus, that's the Koyach of Malchus, that could be. Does it there koyach? And that's the koyach of a yid that he could be. Vayakom melech chadash. He could be making a new malchus. He could always bring a new malchus. Even when a yid goes to his lowest of lowest. Does it the koyach of David? Does it the koyach from David to be ala yoda as Yosef? That Yosef Atzadik was missing 37 years. And that 37 years has a remez in the Rosh Tevis of Lamed Zayin Kimuvin L'chol Echad Ve'echad, that he was Pogim in the Yoni Kedusha and he lost the Inyan of Ichius that it should be. Still Be'etzem there comes a Koyach of David, that David gave a Koyach to be able to be Zeicha to do tshuva. And where could you become a Melech? In Yira and Shleimus Melech al Yishalayim Molech Shleishim V'Shalishonim. You could become a Melech al Yishalayim, you could become a Spitz Malchus. Thus is the Melech Chodosh, that a person could be Mamed, a Melech Chodosh, that a person has a Yecheles to be Mamed. That's the Koyach that a person has to remember, and a person has to know till where he could get, until where he has a Koyach to reach. And what is Malchus could do with doing a Koyach of Tshuva? And thus is the Chizuk from a Yid. In this week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks Ribbono Shel Olam, how are we going to go out of Mitzrayim, and Ki Amrulu Mashmoi Ma'omer Aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Amrulu the Kizach, you're going to send me to Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael is going to ask me questions, and they're going to ask me V'chiyotzi et Bnei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Dr. Rashi Maschus Mazochi Yisrael Shayas Lemnes. When he says, I will be with you. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, v'amru li mashmoi. Zok Eibishter, v'amru li mashmoi. I'll tell you mashmoi. V'yoyme l'kim al Moshe, eke ashe eke. V'yoyme k'yseyme l'bnei Yisrael, eke shlachani aleichem. It says here, anoyredike nekudo. It says that the geula will be with the koyach of the Shem Eke. The Shem Eke is the koyach of tshuva. The Shem Eke is the koyach of tshuva, as we have said many times. Eke means I will be. from now on. Eke means asher leyada. You didn't know the Eibishter till now. You lowered yourself to the lowest of lowest. You're in the memtes sharitoma. There's a kasha beizus chus. How could I go out of here? Klal Yisrael will say beizus shem. What does it mean? Va'omer li mashmoi ki ma'oim aleim. Klal Yisrael will ask a meridik kasha. Which shem is the Eibishter going to take us out from memtes sharitoma? How? With what shem? With what shem they're going to have a kasha? What shem is possible to take us out from Emtes Sharetoma? And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter tells Moshe, tell them that even when they're Emtes Sharetoma, they are Koich Fin Tshuva. Eke Asher Eke, Eke Asher Eke, it says in Urchis Tzadikim, Eke Pa'omim Eke, is Vigamatria Emes. Don't think that the Koich HaTshuva is Epis Nishkan Emes Tikezach. Don't think that the Koich HaTshuva means that it's a bluff. You'll do tshuva, but really, really, I'm not the way it's supposed to be. The Etzara tells the person what's going to be if you did tshuva, but look at you. 40 years, 50 years went by, you didn't do tshuva. Zoktman Eka, Asha Eka, Eka Pa'omim Eka is Emes. That's the Emes stick in the Kudah of a Yid. It comes out in the Kudah, the Emes of a Yid. Thus is the Eka, Asha Eka. Thus is the Koich HaTshuva to tell a person that no matter where he is and no matter what he is, learn to inspire Shmeis, the koyach of Ayoka Melechodosh, the Eka Asher Eka, to look at the future, not look at the past, not look at the Asher Leyoda, look at the Mitzvah that you could put a Melechodosh, Nischatshu Gdei Reisav, you could put an Inyan of Chidush, and you have that koyach of Chidush to change yourself and put yourself into a new Matziv. Thus is the limud from the parasha, a limud nifla for the first week of Shoivivim, to be able to realize that we have the ability to put up a melech chadash, and we have the ability to change ourselves. Thus is the nekuda. Shalai kedarki, I'm going to take 2 minutes to talk a davar that's negeya every single person. I will repeat something I said this morning, and maybe it will bring a smile to some people, maybe it's kedai. The maimed from Motzei Shabbos is called Lemanenu. And ich zog asei lemancha v'loi lemanenu. I say asei lemancha v'loi lemanenu. Lemanenu means maybe somebody else. And I say that the asifa from Motzei Shabbos is asei lemancha. People think, there'll be a besmedish. They'll be able to be a besmedish. There's only one way to be a besmedish. That you'll be margish that it's your besmedish. People that come here, midei shvua b'shvua, midei yoyim b'yoyim, it's your besmedish, it's lemancha, it's your besmedish, the kiyum of besmedish is totally hen b'shtatvus b'guf, hen b'shtatvus b'mom amotze Shabbos, b'shtatvus b'guf, to be mechazik those who sometimes their mood gets broken by seeing the lack of b'shtatvus, to be mechazik them with b'shtatvus, to be mechazik those that need their chizuk in the inyonim, that the money should be here, that we should be able to put together at least a schum to be able to buy and rebuild the place, even on the most minimum oifanim, that costs oitzris fingelt, the Eibishter of the help of Mashiach will come in, and we should be able to be transferred to Yishalayim and HaKadosh, of a now for Yidden and Golos, after asking Gedele Yisrael and getting Klara Eros from Allah Gedele Yisrael, that we should buy and we should build and we should be making a shul, Betech asei lemancha v'loi lemanenu, and be mishtatif begufu b'momain in the asifa of lemanenu Motzei Shabbos.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.